Good morning. It's 7:46 a.m., March 19th, 2012. I'm trying to hurry to get back because I've got things I've got to do, and I've got a story that's trying to get out. It's quite exciting to be at the point where I've got a story open in my word processor. I cranked out probably around 1,600 words in about an hour and a quarter this morning. The story that I was been talking about for Bulldogs for J.R. Blackwell, with any luck, if things don't go horribly wrong, I should be done with that today. At least the first draft. It's quite exciting. So that's what I'm thinking about. I'm not really thinking about a whole lot this morning other than I've lost a little weight. I've got some words being herded, and it's a beautiful Monday morning. I don't know who's going to go to work or school today. Everybody was moving when I left the house. Elder daughter hadn't yet left, but she should be gone by the time I get back. And then, let's see, younger daughter was up and grumbling. Wife was moving slowly. I don't know if she's going to go to work today or not. It's been one of those mornings. I'm looking forward to getting the day underway. I do have to go to Denver this week and pick up the books that I have left down there since whatever that cosign. The Colorado Springs Conference. So I don't know, I got a half a dozen, four or five of those books that are still down there that of each title. So it's around $100 worth. Actually, I just write them off. But I need to get them back. So I'll spend $30 in gas and go down and do it. And pick up the check for the books that she sold and sign a couple more for her. Apparently, she's got a couple people who've come into this shop there and want to buy them. So, okay, fine. I'm still walking along pretty swiftly this morning. The file yesterday was a minute and something shorter than normal, so under 19 minutes, where frequently they go 20. I think it was yesterday. My hips still hurt today, my calves. But fun. Making progress. Weight was up a bit this morning. It wasn't up very much. But after 2 days of heavily downward, it's good to see that the up-down isn't necessarily gone away. And yes, I know weighing in every day is not good. But weighing in every day is the only way I can do it. So we take the not good with the good, because I do need to weigh in every day. I need to know. Sniff. Got a bunch of interesting food to cook. There's a turkey and sausage slow cooker recipe that I want to try. And I got some turkey kielbasa, so it's like half the fat of regular kielbasa. That should be quite tasty with cabbage. I'm thinking cook it with cabbage and apple cider. It should be delicious. So yeah, I slept in this morning. I didn't get up until 5. And then went through and cleared off my students' blogs, read through those, left a couple comments, This is spring break at Moorhead, so I think it's this week. Jeez, I hope it's this week. I hope it wasn't last week. I do need to get caught up with grading. I was thinking I was going to do that this morning, but then the story grabbed me by the throat, wrestled me into the chair, and wouldn't let me do anything except write. It was quite exciting. I was almost fearful of my life. No, not really, but it was good to know that the time of sitting around is coming to an end, and the time of grinding out words is picking up. I've still got some audio that I have to edit. I'm going to get that back to Tony before too much longer. The next for the Tales to Terrify, which I thought came out really quite good, other than the fact that it's ridiculously long. It took me forever to read it, and it's going to take a long time to edit. So I'm going to have to do something rash, like break it into chunks and set aside an hour to edit. And then if I do that hour, then give myself a reward. It's not quite as cold as it has been, even despite the fact that it's quite early in the day. I'm trying to get back before 8 o'clock. It isn't going to happen, I don't believe, because it was already 8:15 when I started talking. But I won't be too late, and I have to take the younger daughter to school at 8:30, so I should have just about enough time to load this up before I have to get underway. And then I've got a breakfast meeting at 8:40, and therapist at 10. So that'll be running all morning. I don't think today is an early out day, so kids go to school and stay there today. Let's see, what else have I got going on this week? The Colorado Alliance of Gifted and Talented is Wednesday night, 6 to 8. I'm supposed to go to that. And then, of course, tonight is Greeley Children's Corral, so I've got a kid going there at 5:30, which isn't too bad. I mean, the day's going to get chopped up pretty badly. I also have to get the car in and get it repaired. I've got an engine check light, which isn't fatal, but I don't want to drive it too much without it. And I've got to make two trips down to Denver, once down to the bookstore, and then Saturday morning I'm going to go to the airport. I suppose I should rent a car. I was trying to arrange a ride from the airport to Lincoln City, and the problem is that I can't seem to get the attention of the people who must be flying in from Colorado on the same flight, because there are only a couple of flights a day. And in order to get there in time, we have to pretty much be on this one flight. And yet, I can't seem to find anybody to get a carpool with, which is kind of a pain in the butt. However, I do need to rent a car, because otherwise I don't have a ride back. There is a shuttle that goes down, but it doesn't run on Sunday, and I need to fly back on Sunday. So, having a car won't be a terrible thing. Oh, yeah, that's bright. I made the left-hand turn walking east, blinded by the light. And I'm not wearing my ball cap today, so I've got no bill to pull down over my eyes. It's quite shockingly bright. It's the sun, of course, you know, and I realize the sun is bright. And standing directly in it, the temperature has now gone up about 15 degrees. That, and I've worked up a bit of a heat inside my jacket from walking for a mile and a half. So let's see. You still have blinky blinky. Still says it's recording. That's a good sign. Pant. I've noticed in the audio that there are much more frequent gaps in the last couple of days. Me just walking and not talking. Part of it is due to wind. I'm using a lot of oxygen to walk with, leaving very much less air to talk with, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's what I need to be doing. So for that, I apologize if things seem a bit jumbled. Wow, that's bright. Anyway, let's see, what else? This week, I've got a lot to do this week. I've got to get some clothes lined up for next week. I don't need to take too much. It's not like it's a dress-up affair. I just need to have some fresh shirts to put on. A pair of extra jeans. But I didn't need to take my lap desk, so I'd have something to write on. I'd probably take the small bag. But the lap desk doesn't fit in the small bag. And I really, it's nice when you're in a hotel and the chairs don't fit and the desk's too tall to be able to sit in a chair, put your feet up, and I have a beanbag lap desk for my computer that sits at just the right height on my lap. So working online in the hotel becomes really quite easy. It's particularly important because of the trackball that I use. The trackball gets tucked in the chair and difficult to use if I don't have a little surface beside in order to use it. So that'll work out quite well. But it does mean I have to take a bigger bag, and the bigger bag I'll have to check, which is okay. I don't mind checking a bag. Neighbor in a smart car. They're cute little buggies. I'd really like to get rid of one of our two large vehicles and get a smaller one, but the expense for the trading and the additional cost of swapping vehicles with registration, etc., is just too much, more than I want to bear. Oh, speaking of expense, my wife discovered that, in fact, I don't owe an extra $8,000. I only owe about $250. 40 of which is penalty, so that seems a bit harsh. No, I'm sorry, 5 of which is penalty, which doesn't seem so bad. We owe money to Colorado because I didn't take out estimated tax payments to them, but as long as you pay your taxes, they don't penalize you for failure to withhold. And I'll get a little bit back from Kentucky, which I think is rather odd since I didn't think we had taken any out, but apparently the W-4s came and showed, in fact, they did. So cool. And we had a big wind yesterday, really heavy wind. That wind was so strong that it blew down one of the downspouts off the house. So it was gonna have to get the ladder out and put the downspout back up today too. Because heaven knows it might rain sometime in the next month, and it would be terrible if we didn't have a downspout. Okay, mail and messages, and Twitter, and all kinds of stuff that I can't look at yet because I'm not home. I can't stop recording to look at that. I have to keep going. I have to keep walking. I did take an extra pill yesterday morning. I can't take one today because I have to drive. It makes me too groggy. my toe is a little bit swollen today. Not bad, just a bit. I'll be okay, I think. Oh, hush up, dog. This barking dog crap just aggravates me. In part because I don't have dogs, I think. But in large part because, you know, it's like people walk on the sidewalk there all the time. They bark at every single one. Probably. I've gone from tripping on the sidewalk because it's too dark to tripping on the sidewalk because it's too bright and my eyes got dazzled. I missed the curb. Shit. You can't win. But it's a lovely morning. I've got a day full of writing to do. I've got all kinds of things that I want to get done today. And I'm up, I'm moving. And I've got a great jump on the day's writing at about 1,500 words. It should come in around 5,000. If I've done this correctly, it should come in around 5,000. And with any luck at all, I'll have first draft done by the end of the day today, and I can send it off to J.R. Blackwell after a quick polish for tomorrow. And we'll see what she says. I need to get this out of here before Robin Sullivan sends me my edits for Double Share, because I'd really like to try to get that turned around. She said it's not going to come until Friday, which would give me like overnight to get it done. I don't know if that's going to work or not. So we'll see how it works out. And in theory, we're going to write between 2,500 and 3,000 words a day in Oregon, which is more than I've been writing, but that's kind of like, okay, what are we going to do for the rest of the time? And I guess I don't know. I will be doing a lot of filling. I hope I'm going to do a lot of writing. That thump thump noise was a lady on a scooter. A four-wheeled scooter with a little plastic like beach bag on the front of it. An older woman in an orange parka and a bicycle helmet on her way somewhere. I'm not quite sure where. I've seen her in the neighborhood. I don't know who she is or where she's from. Okay, I'm at the corner. There goes my daughter. Gosh, I hope she's in time. And I'm at the back gate, which means I'll talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow is another day.